Hi, this is Chris Cordes. How you guys doing? Today we're going to talk about negative thinking. And we all think that we're the only ones that suffer from negative thinking. Well, this is far from the truth. Negative thinking is in everyone. It's innate in everyone. And this comes from the ego. The ego loves negative thoughts because it creates more and more topics to make you ruminate and think about these negative thoughts. So what do we do? Now, imagine you have an intrusive thought, a negative thought. How would you get rid of it? Or overpower the mind? No, it doesn't work that way. What you do is, you question the thought. Every time you have a negative thought, you question your troublesome thought. You ask yourself these questions. Is it true? Can I prove it? Is this real? And then pause for a second and see if it's true or not. Most of the time, it's false. So don't believe your negative thoughts. Just don't believe in them. They're flimsy thoughts. You are not your thoughts. You were there before the thoughts came, and you are still here after the thoughts are gone. This is a proof that you are not your mind. Your mind is a separate entity that tries to control you with the ego. You are infinite awareness. This is what you truly are. Awareness is something that can never be taken away from you. Awareness is something that lasts forever. It is infinite. It is not finite. It is infinite. And it has the world of intelligence. It has so much wisdom. By tapping into your inner voice, you can get lots of guidance and wisdom. Let's talk about negative thoughts. Now let's give examples. Oh, I'm not good enough. I'll never get that job. Oh, my husband screamed at me. He must want a divorce. Oh, this is really awful. I hate my life. You get so many negative thoughts. These are just little examples. But you get negative thoughts like, you're bad, you're not good enough, you have a low self-esteem, you eat too much, you shouldn't have done that, you shouldn't have done this. All these thoughts, they come to you. And you start believing them. Once you identify to that thing, which is an entity, every time you identify with a negative thought, it becomes a belief. And you do not want it to become a belief. Because once you believe something, it's hard to remove it from your subconscious mind. So, whenever a negative thought arises, question it. Don't identify yourself with it. See it as a separate part of you, because you are not your mind. I was asked how to end negative thinking. Well, a lot of gurus and yogis and mystics also themselves cannot get rid of negative thinking altogether because they're human beings in the end. You cannot overpower the ego, you can only trick it. So the best thing to do is every time you get a negative thought, question it. Then watch it, be the silent watcher. Do not engage in the thought. Just let it pass by. It's just a movement of energy, that's all it is. Let it just pass by. And with practice, you will notice less negative thoughts. Because who you are, awareness, does not contain anything negative inside of you. Your soul is a powerful intelligence, and it does not contain any single negative thought. Negative thoughts are caused by the mind, by the ego.